This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. What would you do if you heard that Jesus was passing through your town today? Would you watch him from afar out of curiosity? Would you try to get in close to him or perhaps speak to him? Or would you be pushing people aside, desperate to receive a touch from Jesus? Well, though the Lord is no longer physically walking on the earth, we do have his presence with us in a very real way through the Holy Spirit. And every day we get to choose to keep God at a comfortable distance in our hearts or draw close to him and receive all he has for us through prayer. For myself, sometimes I'm too self-absorbed to make much time in my schedule for the Lord. Sometimes I'm complacent and just don't feel like pressing in close to him in prayer. Still, other times I'm hurting for one reason or another, and I ignore God. If, however, we are hungry for the Lord's presence and diligently pursue him in prayer, the Bible says we will be rewarded. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." This is a hard concept to understand because we want to think that the Lord treats all believers alike, but the Bible teaches that those who seek Jesus passionately receive great reward. One of the most striking examples of men and women who sought after Jesus with all their hearts is found in Mark chapter 5. Mark 5, beginning in verse 21, says, "When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, 'My daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live.' So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman who was there, who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, 'If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.' Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, 'Who touched my clothes?' 'You see the people crowding against you,' his disciples answered, 'and yet you can ask, who touched me?' But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.' While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. 'Your daughter's dead,' they said. 'Why bother the teacher anymore?' Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, 'Don't be afraid, just believe.' He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, 'Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep.' But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, 'Talitha kaum,' which means, 'Little girl, I say to you, get up.' Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat." Well, there are many layers of meaning in this passage, but the thing that sticks out to me most is that those who pursued Christ with all they had received the answer to their prayers. There were many people swarming around Jesus that day, yet the two who got his attention were both desperate and also full of faith. The word says that both Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood fell at Jesus' feet in reverence. They both honored him as the Son of God. Both also expressed absolute faith in his power. Remember that Jairus said, "Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." And the bleeding woman said, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And both of these people who sought Jesus believed in their hearts that if they had a touch from Jesus, they would receive what they needed. And they both did. Desperation, passionate pursuit for a touch from God, and absolute faith in his love and power. Sure, I'm a believer in Jesus, but do I possess these things? Well, sadly, not as much as I would like. But I desire to love Jesus like that. I think sometimes, living in the Western world, it's easy for us to become too comfortable to seek the Lord with that kind of fervency. And I wonder what miracles might be within my reach if I would only press in closer to lay hold of God's presence. Where do I desperately need a touch from God? Where do you desperately need a touch from God? I hope your heart is renewed in faith and hope to believe again that if we will seek the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, he will do great things in our lives beyond what we can even ask or imagine. Close your eyes for a moment. If Jesus was passing by right now, would you throw yourself at his feet and seek him? Would you reach out and touch his cloak, desperate for a miracle? What would you ask him to do for you? What do you need faith to believe for today? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the story of the two in the Bible who were desperate enough to lay themselves at Jesus' feet, risking reputation and rejection just to touch him and receive something from him. Renew our faith, Lord. Stir up passion in our hearts to seek you fervently until we receive your answer to our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Like me, I hope you'll spend some time pondering these two encounters with Jesus in Mark chapter 5. Maybe be inspired to chase after the Lord with all that we are this week and become all he's made us to be. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.